Yeah, hi, good morning. It's Guru Jeffrey again, and today I'd like to give you a few tips on networking. I see it every time I attend a networking function. There are more people who have been laid off or decided it was time to find another job. College graduates eager to find their place in the business world, a retired business person who has decided to pass on their vast business experience. All have started to go to business networking events and unfortunately haven't a clue what to expect or what to do. As you can imagine, this makes it very difficult in getting started. Everyone who is in the business has experienced at some time the feeling of an awkwardness when they attend their first networking event or business meeting with a large number of business people. Sometimes going into an unhosted event or a gathering where there is no obvious leader, or there is no one who makes an effort to even meet you at the door, can be a very daunting experience. Now, I can't do the amount of early morning breakfast that I used to, and that I would prefer to do, due in part to my health issues, but I do get out to different groups, either as a guest, visitor, or often as a keynote speaker. This does give me the opportunity to see what's happening in the marketplace and, of course, to learn new things. Yes, even I can learn a thing or two, which I love doing. Last week I asked to be a keynote speaker to a B4B First Friday Business Club run by Rob Webb, Regional Director, inside the M60 Manchester area. It was held at the Lancashire Cricket Ground in Old Trafford in their new Point building. It's very well attended and well organised. However, as I was not well known in this gathering, I took the opportunity to mix and mingle, which, in networking parlance, you're supposed to do. I chatted with quite a lot of people before the buffet lunch and after. What I found was a large proportion that were very wary about what to do, or, more importantly, how to present themselves succinctly without waffling. So what I decided to do was to change my original talk and concentrate on what I felt was needed to be said. So I gave my talk on and around the introduction, the 60-second, the elevator pitch. The first, I asked all those present to raise their hands to the following, and this is interesting. How many of you were members of the B4B? How many of you have been to other networking meetings? How many have come as guests of someone today? Importantly, how many are networking for the very first time? The proportion was quite high. So what I've said was I'll give you my 60-second talk, but I'll do it with the paper in front of me, which, really speaking, to get the job done, you need to do. So I said, "Hi, I'm Jeffrey Prince, and my business is Guru Jeffrey. I mentor, motivational speaker, I'm a business advisor and author. I'm based in Hoylake, Wirral, but most of my work is done over the internet from my study in New Brighton. I specialise in mentoring over Skype because it's time-saving. Also, it's a way of supporting mentees without leaving their business premises. I write a daily thought for the day blog that you can be picked through my RSS feed on my website. I help people by developing their presentation skills, again without leaving the premises. I run mastermind groups of like-minded people over the internet. Today I would like to ask you, do you know someone who could benefit from my skills? My name is Jeffrey Prince, and I work over the internet to the world. Have a word with me later or visit my weblog at jeffreyprince.com. My tagline, the attitude dictates your altitude. That is a 60-second elevator pitch delivered strongly with confidence, self-belief. People will know you're a true professional. I want to cover, but on this audio boot won't take it, so you'll be able to print it off. But let me give you a first few tips, and these tips will be the first time. Word of mouth marketing. Being involved. Grasp every opportunity. Building relationships. The jigsaw puzzle. Are you prepared? Be someone. My mission has always been to help people better themselves.